Joining me on the phone is the creative director of Reframe, an international documentary film festival focused on social and environmental justice. Good afternoon to you, Amy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you. Now, you're an artist yourself, a multimedia artist. Did you grow up in Toronto?
I did. I grew up in Toronto and relocated to Peterborough in 2018.
I see. And I see New Brunswick in your profile as well, in addition to Peterborough.
That's true. I spend part of the year in Sackville, New Brunswick, and I love it there too.
Wonderful. There's a nice way to capture the best of Canada. You're an artist, an educator, organizer of artistic projects, and tell us about your involvement with this incredible initiative.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, Reframe is an international documentary film festival. This year, we're mostly online from January 26th to February 3rd, and we have over 60 films available across Canada. And all those films, we try to make as accessible as possible with a pay-what-you-can option for each of those films. And they range from films about art and activism to youth confronting the climate crisis to looking at the opioid crisis as well. So these are films that are relevant to people's lives and to issues that they really care about.
All very important concepts, of course, on everyone's mind today: social justice, the climate, the opioid crisis. How do you find your filmmakers, your artists?
Reframe has a volunteer programming committee, and films are submitted or solicited from filmmakers throughout the world, and the programming committee considers that as a group and comes up with a final list of films that we think would be really powerful offerings to the community.
I see. The 60 films is no small feat. And these are filmmakers from all around the world.
That's right. There's films like High Tide, Don't Hide about youth climate activists in New Zealand. There's films like Be My Voice about a women's rights activist working with women in Iran. There's films from all over the world that that come together to really provide an interesting snapshot of social justice issues across the globe.
Fascinating. My guest today is Amy Ziegel. She's the creative director of Reframe Festival. If you'd like more information, check out their website, reframefilmfestival.ca. Everything is online, easily accessible, and it's just incredible. I'm looking through the list of films coming up here. Can you tell us a few of your favorites or highlights that we should look out for someone just getting into it?
Absolutely. I'm really excited that we have one in-person screening this year. It's our opening night event, which will take place at Showplace Performance Center in Peterborough, and that's the film All the Beauty in the Bloodshed by Academy Award-winning filmmaker Laura Poitras. I'm also really excited about the online festival. Films such as Buffy St. Marie, Carry It On.
I saw that name. One of my favorite artists. Wow. Yeah. When is that?
That will be available for the duration of the festival from January 26th to February 3rd online. Again, pay what you can. There's films like A Bunch of Amateurs, which is a really fun film about an amateur film club in England that is struggling to survive as the medium of film it changes and people become less or more involved with it. There's also films such as OK, the ASD band film, which is about young people on the autism spectrum who come together to create a band with amazing music. And this film chronicles their working towards the launch of their first ever public show. And that's a band that's in Toronto. So again, there's these local issues and amazing stories, as well as broader global issues all within the program.
Fascinating. And tell us a little bit more about your inaugural in-person Peterborough film that starts off the whole set. There's some rare footage in there, isn't there? The 2022 documentary film, All the Beauty and the Bloodshed?
Absolutely. This film has been really captivating the hearts of critics across the globe. It just won Best Documentary from the Toronto Film Critics Association. It's about artist and activist Nan Golden, who is taking on the Sackler family and holding them accountable for the overdose crisis. That's the family that created OxyContin. It's really powerful because she is not only telling her own personal story and how she got to this place, but also how she created a group with the acronym PAIN, P-A-I-N, and they lobby and create actions that hold museums accountable for putting the Sackler name on their important rooms and galleries when they are so implicit and complicit in the overdose crisis. It's a major contender for the Oscars this year, and we are so excited to be showing it on the big.
Sounds like you have a full plate ahead. Thank you, Amy, for joining us today on The Jukebox. A fascinating series of films coming up at the Reframe Film Festival. Please support these incredible documentary filmmakers, media artists, reframefilmfestival.ca. You can get all the information you need on that website. And that is quite a way to inaugurate the series with that rare documentary. I really want to see it myself. I did follow that whole timeline of the Zacklers, what went on with the opioid crisis. Absolutely incredible. And it won top prize, didn't it, at the Venice Film Festival?
It did. And it's poised to do really well at awards. And it's also just a really important film for people to see. I think it's really inspiring and will bring a lot to the folks who are able to see it. So we're ecstatic to be showing that in person on Thursday, January 26th as our opening night event.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you much luck ahead and much strength, perseverance, everything you need to make it an incredible series. I'm sure it will be. Which year is this for you?
This is my fifth festival, the third virtual. So we're excited to be leaning into some in-person programming for the first time in several years, as well as offering this virtual program, which is available across Canada. And we're really excited to bring these films to that wider audience. And
excellent.
That's something that emerged out of that pandemic pivot.
Yes, that word we don't want to say. But, another cliche, of course, third time's a charm. And I'm sure you've had experienced some wonderful growth over these last 2 years. So I'm sure this is going to be a fantastic year for you. Thank you, Amy, for joining us. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Take care.